Pin down for a minute, yo, the world that keeps a minute, cause my every motherfucker gon' go to speed limit. It's not apparent to a parent when the parent's underparent, whether it's a car or a truck. More concerned with TV staring, with the stereo blaring, and so far it's only been luck. From road trips to short errands, there is no comparing. Y'all should start giving a fuck. Cause an underparent's parent, kid won't be a parent if they don't start buckling up.
Good morning and welcome to episode 137 of Taking the Charge. With you from Regensburg, Germany, I'm David Hein of Hein News. Thanks for stopping by again. So this week, again, unfortunately don't have much time, so really just going to introduce the interviews and kind of leave it at that. Obviously would love to be able to give you some thoughts about some NBA playoffs, about EuroLeague. I promise that we will do a EuroLeague show before the EuroLeague. I don't know who we'll have on, but we'll definitely do something. But that's going to be at a later date. Until then, I will have to let you guys tease you on that one. This past week, I had the chance to talk to go down to see Bayern against Bamberg. It's actually, I guess, a couple weeks ago now in the German league, and had a chance to talk to Bayern's two talented youngsters, one of them being Paul Zipser and the other one being Vasile Misic from Serbia. Misic we've had on an interview on the show in the past. Zipser we've talked about in the past for sure. But I had a chance to talk to both of them. The Zipser interview was actually done before his announcement that he would be entering the NBA draft. Actually, announcement's not quite right. I guess Jonathan Givony over at Draft Express just kind of tweeted it out there, and never actually heard anything. After a couple of days, did not actually go look for more, but did not actually hear it much from the Zipser camp. But there was no denial about the tweet. So if you don't say something is not true, then must be true. As far as Zipser being a draft candidate, I think he's a perfect guy to select in the second round and stash him. And let him develop. There's plenty of talent there, and so I think in that regard, people are wondering whether or not he should be, putting his name in the draft. I think it's just fine. He has a history of getting injured, his stock is really high right now. Quite a few NBA people have asked me about him. Give my opinions to them about him, and so there's definitely interest there. He's just turned 21, so there's definitely interest, and again, let him, pick him in the second round. You have his rights, and let him sit in Europe and develop and face high level competition. Continue to play and show that he can take the next step as long as he stays healthy. And I think for him, the absolute number one for him is to stay healthy so he can continue to develop. So as far as Misic, having a pretty solid first season outside of Serbia the first time, and obviously his rights are owned by the 76ers, and they're in, they're pretty regularly in Munich to see him, and I'll let you listen to the interviews. First comes Paul Zipser, and then after that is Vaso Misic. So enjoy those, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Okay, Paul, 96-90, big victory against Bamberg. Put you guys definitely in the top three. Still chances to get a second spot. In general, thoughts about the game? Thoughts about where you guys are as a team?
I think that was really an intense game, especially in the third and fourth quarter by us. And the first half was not too good of a defensive half for us, but we stepped it out in the second half. And that was the key for us, I think. And now tough games will come, and we got to play like today and to try to win everything, every game, and yeah, to get a good seat for the playoffs.
You guys have kind of struggled a little bit on defense kind of all year. How nice was it to actually shut them down a little bit for the last, let's say, 5 minutes though?
Yeah, that was good for us, that the defense was the key. Yeah, I think we play good defense. Not every game, every minute. That was not too consistent. That's our problem maybe sometimes. And yeah, especially today was good. We play like this.
Thoughts about you guys have five more games left. What do you want to do in those games now to get ready for the playoffs?
To work on our defense, on our sharing the ball in offense. To get together the team before the playoffs, even more, and to try to win every game. So our playoffs have started yet.
Mm-hmm. Maybe talk about where you feel your game is. Coach just kind of let us know that in the press conference that you have a lot of talent and especially offensively, but defensively you still need to do some work. Thoughts about where you're at generally in your game so far?
I think defense and offense I got a lot to work on, but I know what I can do, what I could do in both directions, and yeah, I like to hear that he's confident about me. So yeah, I got a lot to do in many ways.
What do you feel you're doing well right now?
I think I help with the rebounding today, some good rebounds, and sometimes in defense I can help too. Yeah, and offense, sharing the ball and playing as a team and hustle for every position. That's what my job is.
You were able to come back last year after all the problems with the foot, and then were playing really well, and then the injury came, and had to watch the championship celebration, everything. Not on the court, not playing. Maybe how much did that hurt you, and maybe how much motivation did that give you?
Yeah, and after some games, I was pissed. I couldn't do anything, like sit on the bench and cheer for the team. That was really a hard time. But maybe it was too early for me. I don't know. Afterwards, I came back stronger. So maybe it was good for me, but you never know. So I hope this season I'm a part of it.
November 23rd was your first game against Krasheim. How nice was it to get back on the court and do your thing a little bit?
That was an amazing feeling. When I stepped on the court, I didn't recognize that it was so long time for me. I couldn't believe, really. In the game, I really felt okay. Now it's over, because I was recovering all the time. Okay, I practice basketball. But it's different to play and to practice. So yeah, that was an amazing feeling to come back.
You had some highlights this season. You played EuroLeague again. You had the 6-for-6 and the threes in the Tübingen game. You had the good game against Hagen, where you had the three blocks, four assists, and the 9 points. Maybe where do you think, how do you think you've done this season, your first year, back after the injuries?
I think it was still a tough season for me. Not so good that I wanted to, but yeah, like I said, I got a lot to do. So, 3-1 in Klauenweg.
You guys, come on, man, I'll get you later. You're still only 21. Maybe the first couple things you want to do, the next couple things in your development of your game?
To try to get my shot better. I'm not really really happy with it. The three more, but mid-range and defense to try to stop every position. To try to stop the 2, 3, 4, of course I did. And maybe, I don't know what I can do in a defense. I think I'm confident in myself in defense, and I hope I can do a lot better in future.
There's inquiries now. There's, you know, interest in you from NBA teams. You know, that's a major goal for so many players. How are you dealing with that right now? Are you just blocking it all out? Are you thinking about it at all? What's your approach to everything about the NBA?
Nah, that would be a mistake to think about that. Of course, it's a goal from me to play one time there. And I don't know when it will happen or if it will happen, but I will work for it, and yes, we'll see.
Another big goal this summer. Obviously, there's still the BBL season, but coming up in September is Berlin, Eurobasket. Have you had much conversation at all with Coach Fleming, and is that something that you're trying to aim for this summer to play in Berlin at the Eurobasket?
The first goal this summer is to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. I was
good goal.
Yes, I was three summers I was injured in a row, so I don't really. Before I was always looking forward to the summer, and now I really gotta focus on myself and on the games. And in the summer we will see what happens. And yes.
A little bit lighter of a question then to finish off. How happy were you to see that Mahir and the guys at U18 were able to get back up to Division A?
Really, that was a bad summer for us. That's when I injured my first time in the summer. So even worse for me, but I'm happy that the guys brought it on the court and helped Germany to come in the first division.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Good luck. So here we're at Bayern Munich, 96-90, a big victory over Bamberg. You guys are two of the top three teams in Germany. How, you know, 33 minutes, it looked kind of tough for you guys, and then we were able to play some good defense down the stretch. How do you feel about the game and where the team's at?
I think it was a very important game for us. We had a break now between two rounds. It was the National Cup, and we used that time for develop our in generally form for this season. And hopefully, I think we did very good job. We practiced very well, especially now we have all players. We don't have injured players because we had very, very big problems during the season with the injured players. It was short time between the players who were injuries, but always we miss somebody. And I think we are the kind of team that we always need whole team, whole roster, because we change a lot of players, and that was important for us. I think we played this game very well. We already beat them twice, very, very good. We were very dominate, like especially after the game when we lost. It was, I think, Euro Cup or first round of the BBL, I'm not sure. We lost there, and they beat us very, very easy, and we learned so much from that game. And we show after that game our reaction. We won there 40, then we won here 20-26, and this game it was very necessary. That showed that we can play against them. They are really good in this season. They are first on the standing, and they beat two times Alba, which is Alba is really not good for us, and I'm very happy, and we show really with good kind of defense on the end. We changed, we played some kind of zone. In general, we don't play zone whole season, but the coach made good decision, and we made them in trouble, so it was good decision from the coach.
You mentioned injuries, and you also got hit by that injury bug. How hard was it? I mean, you were out for, I guess, 2 months. How hard was that, sitting on the bench, not even sitting on the bench, sitting, you know, not being able to play at all, especially knowing that this is an important time for you and to develop your game?
Yeah, like I said, we didn't have big injuries, like some kind of break for the players, like 6 months. We had the small injuries, but a lot of them, and very bad time. Like we had a tough group in the EuroLeague. We missed some players. Then we played EuroCup. We missed against Valencia Jedovic, who is our first scorer. So always we miss somebody. So it was very tough for me. It was in the time when I played very well. I had the injury in the time when I played very well, but I cannot say that, but it's true that I had always some kind of injuries, not too much, but I learned so much stuff after the injuries. I watched the games, and I hope that after that time I always learned some positive things, positive stuff, and it was difficult so much for me to watch the guys, how they play, especially because it's first time for me to play like this, and I just wanted to show myself first that I can play, especially that in that time we played some good games in EuroLeague on the end, and then tough games in the EuroCup, but now I'm okay. I come back in a good shape, and I think on the end we will play very well. I hope it was last injury with Jeto, and now we can really show everyone that we can play good.
You played Adriatic League, but this was the first time that you played outside of Serbia, basically, in a league. Also, first time you're playing EuroLeague. In general, how do you think you've done this season? You know, your first year, also, you know, learning under Pezic and stuff like that. How do you think you've done this year?
I think it was correct season for me. Like, we have still so much tough games, and I think that I can play much better until the end. Also, everyone can play much better, but I feel improvement. I feel that I improve myself, especially in the physically and conditionally, because I had that problem when I came here, because the rhythm and the style of coach is that you always have to play 100% and cannot take one rest during the game, and especially if you are young, you really have to show that you bring always some new energy. And for me, it was a little bit difficult in the beginning, because last year in Mega I played 35 minutes average and I could do everything, so I had to accept that this year I cannot be in that position like in Mega. I'm during this season always like Roman, second point guard, who came to change the rhythm. I changed Gavel, and who is also in very good shape whole season. So I can say now, from this distance, I'm solid satisfied. I'm not 100% satisfied with my playing this season, but like I said, we have still very tough games until the end, and I hope that I'm going to play much better.
This kind of goes on that last question, but you mentioned the break you guys had. It was actually in Belgrade, and saw the picture of you in front of your old jersey. How did you, when you went there and you saw that, you thought about all the times you had there? And this, like I said, kind of goes back to the last question of how do you develop. How do you look back on this whole thing, saying, you know, right, how far you've come since then?
Yeah. Actually, that time which we spent there, it was a very nice time for me. Like, I saw so many faces, nice faces. It was very pleasure for me, and I just felt very comfortable there. And I got some book from them, like a present, and there was whole pictures since my beginning there until the end. So when I looked at, when I remind myself about these memories, it was very, very nice, and I really realized that I did so good job in that club. Like, we grow together. Like, my career and the club was growing together, and coach told me that, oh, he was surprised because the fans and spectators, they really like me because we played really good last season, had so good games, and from those games I took the best, and that's the reason why they brought me, I think, this year, that because I showed that I can play on the high level, and also I need just have this season patience to get ready always for the chance from the coach, and waiting for his to trust me. He has to trust me this season. I think I still made some wrong mistakes on the game, some, cannot say stupid, but this is like child mistakes, some turnovers and some mistakes in defense. But that's also what about what I'm thinking about to improve it and to improve. And that's the goals which coach insists on it this season. So, like you asked me, I'm very satisfied this season, and I think I really went so far the last season with the Meg.
What's the communication right now with Phoenix, with Philadelphia? You know, I know they, you know, Danny's been here a couple times to watch you. How much are you in communication with them, and maybe what are they saying to you, maybe to work on certain things or just keep working on things or anything in particular?
Generally, I had some contact with them, especially with Danny, but I'm trying to be focused on this, what I'm doing here, because I'm really realized that I'm not ready still for that level, and it's nice when they, if you feel that they care about you and they contact you, but that's really nice to feel it. But in generally, the coach from the Bayern is that kind that he really wants to from me to be here 100%, and that's the way how I'm thinking. So. Sometimes we chat. I think they have also contact good with our assistant coaches. That's normal for them, and they are asking them about me if I'm improving myself, if I'm work good and everything else.
Keeping out of trouble.
Yeah, and so I think that I try to be more focused on it, because I know that I'm here minimum next year. Here I have contract and also some options to extend it one more. So we will see. I'm not that caring about it now.
I want to steal your concentration away from Bayern for one more question. This summer is obviously in Berlin, the Eurobasket. You didn't play at the World Cup. Is that on your radar to play in Berlin, or is it just if coach calls you, then that's what it is.
Before I came here, like, I spoke with the coach Georgievich, and he said that it's the best decision for me to came here to, because he likes a lot coach Pešić, and he is working, and probably they spoke each other about my weakness, so I think that I work a lot on this stuff, and that's stuff I missed last summer, and I realized that on the that role which coach wanted for me last summer, I couldn't play. Oh, that was honestly from my side, and there was better player like Teodos Čenmarković, and also Jović played very well this role what I should have played there. So this year I work a lot, and I'm preparing for the summer. I would like to play there, but I'm not stressful with that, because really I started to play so young for the national team, and that's the reason why always everybody think, oh, he's not now in the national team, it's not bad for him, it's not good for him or whatever. But I'm just wants to be calm, and if they call me, I would of course go there, but I'm not successful with that.
One more national team question, but it's in the past. Yeah. In a couple of months, there's the Under-19 World Championship in Greece. Yeah. Obviously, you were in Prague two summers ago, where you guys finished second. Looking back on that, what kind of memories do you have? What's your favorite memories of Prague?
My biggest memory is definitely victory in quarterfinal against Croatia, because we played very well, and whole this 2 months with that national team, it was crazy for me, because it was after my injury, and I spent so good time there, and I think we had great chemistry between all the players, and we showed that. Secondly, I was happy because we were only one team who could play against USA. That was definitely because they really destroy whole teams which they play against them, and also we play very well. Special first game in the group, and I'm happy that we show that we can play against those guys who are already now in the NBA. I missed that gold medal, but also I was happy with the goal, with the second place, and my best memory is definitely games against USA.
Yeah. What do you think about when you look at Saric, you look at Okafor, you look at Gordon, you look at Smart, you look at just all the names that were at Peyton, all of these, not just the Americans, but yeah, there were so many guys there, Exum,
yes,
that played in there. What did you think in general about the level? I mean, going back, people can see, okay, that was a great high level, but did you have a feeling there that all right, these are really, really, really good guys, really high talent?
Yeah,
not just like, the Americans even.
Yeah, like I really remember the old players from the USA. For me, the biggest surprise was Peyton, who really improved his game. Honestly, I didn't know that he was gonna be that high drafted, and they're gonna be like first point guard in Orlando, because I play against him there, and he was good, but now he really improved his game. And also all these guys, I think it was one of the best world champions under 19 ever, because so many talent players. And also they missed, like USA missed Jabari Parker, or Canada missed Wiggins, really, really good players. So I felt now when I look back and when I feel it, when I think about it, I think that we it was really, really good. Like top 8 teams in quarterfinal, it was very good players, really. There was also Hernan Gomez in the Spain, who plays really well now in the Caja in Sevilla. Mm-hmm. Also we missed there Radičević, who is also in good shape now in the Sevilla too. Really, really good championship, and I would like
Nikola
to play.
Too.
Yeah,
Milutinov, the big guy.
Milutinov and Jankovic. Jankovic could play also very well.
Yeah,
really, we had a really good team, and I would like to play against those guys from USA again, but we will see.
Maybe the Olympics. All right, so Coach, he doesn't get mad at me. Let's come back to Bayern. You guys are 5 games away from the playoffs. Obviously, the goal is to repeat. What do you think? I mean, I can imagine it's going to be defense, but what do you guys need to do to repeat as German champions?
There's 2 things. I think first that we should realize that we are a good team, because we all the season we didn't play on that level like we could, because we, like I said, we had so much players injury and we miss them, and our biggest quality is our team. So we don't have that kind of player like last year who was Delaney, who could decide whole games, and everybody knows that in the troubled times he takes the ball and
does his thing.
Yeah, and we don't have this season that kind of player, but we have role players, very good players, and I think how season goes in the future, we play much better. Like you understand me?
Sure.
So this is the best time. I just spoke with Bryce and he said, oh man, we just whole season waiting for this 2 months, and this is really true. We didn't make good job in the EuroLeague. That's okay. I mean, everybody knows that. Also in the EuroCup, we really played bad against Valencia, who destroyed us, and that's true also. But I think that we deserve this victory like today, and we can win until the end every games. So we can improve our defense. That's true. And also we need this time like now to have rest between games to improve our chemistry, and that's the goal for this games before the playoff. In playoff, honestly, I never played this kind of basketball like in Germany. For me, it's everything new, and especially when you lost like against Göttingen, against Braunschweig. Yeah, then you realize that everybody can beat you if you don't play on high level. So I think in the playoff, it's very important home game, home court.
If
you
advantage,
and you have to use it. That's also important why we won this season. Probably we're gonna finish like third, and that's very important for us to show that we can play against first against Bamberg, and we beat them three times. So I think it's going to be a very interesting season.
All right, I'll let you go with that. Thank you.
Okay, fantastic. Both of them are pretty personable people. Misic, a little bit more, and always a joy to talk to Vasu. I'm not able to get down to so many Bayern games, but whenever I do and have a chance to wait around, I do try to say hi to him. There's steps that both of them have to take to make it to the NBA, but I think that both of them have the skill level to definitely make it there. Misic, I think, you know, he brought it up playing against the Americans at the U19s, and he just seemed so he seemed so calm and didn't see the moment as overwhelming and really handled that American team pretty well, and and that also coming back after the injury that he had after really playing a strong U18 European Championship in 11, and then having the year off and then doing that against the Americans in two games, showing that he could withstand them the pressure there, and just impressive. And it's his first time away, first time EuroLeague, so a lot of firsts this year. But I think they both taken a big step forward. Defense obviously is gonna, is a big thing that they both have to work on. But they are still young, and the NBA, in crunch time, there's defense gets played obviously more. But you don't have to play a lot of great defense to make it to the NBA, and I think Zipser is a sort of an exciting guy, sort of a flair for the dramatic with his blocks and dunks and his ability, his sort of length and athleticism. And Misic is just a pretty grinded out point guard. And so, two exciting guys to watch this season. Always happy to go down to Munich and check out a game. So, with that, we'll leave it for you till next week. Just let you know what you're listening to afterwards. The song is called Elgin Street, and it's by Cheese and Potsy. And it is available, of course, on freemusicarchive.org. So go over there and enjoy that. And we will catch you next week.
Yo, KSC, man. You can never really overdo it on this one. Man, so I'm a noisy bastard. Hey, yo, I'm out to get the last with no intentions whatsoever of preventing a disaster. From laughter and the cheers to straight tears in heaven. At the most, two clicks when vehicles start revving. 11-seater beaters that teeter with tots. They playing Twister in the back and getting tied up in knots. Plots for day trips, outings with the fam. Minor details overlooked, another goose gets cooked. Booked a bit too quick in the arithmetic. Could the minus casualties with the click, click, click? What to the colonel? Rocket science ain't required. It's the job of a parent, so your kids ain't fired. Through shields up the wind, all coulda, shoulda been. A real can of worms, that's best to keep tin pinned down for a minute. Yo, the world, it keeps a minute. Cause not every motherfucker gon' go to speed limit. It's not apparent to a parent when the parent's underparent. Whether it's a car or a truck. More concerned with TV staring, with the stereo blaring. And so far it's only been luck. From road trips to short errands, there is no comparing. Y'all should start giving a fuck. Cause an underparent's parent, kid won't be a parent if they don't start buckling up. No. So all aboard with no accord for the seating arrangement. Anywhere in the vessel you get room to wrestle. So Hulkamania ensues, you put the car on cruise.
Before you're climbing on those seats, you better take off your shoes.
You're on your way to the Lawson to get craft that's awesome. Debating in your head to buy the green or the red.
bag of tonery corn, I'm spinning ornery thorn, concentrating with the noise from these backseat munchkin. The lights hit whenever you do the gas pedal punching. Now once in the center of the intersection, at the homie and the hurrying, you make connection. Upon inspection, the strap you fasten work like a charm, not a scratch or a scrape, you're fully free from harm. Can't say the same for the economy class in the rear, in the heat, no movement, right next to the gear. Tested, Joe dummy, you guessed it. It's not a parent to a parent when the parent's underparent. Whether it's a car or a truck, more concerned with TV staring, with the stereo blaring. And so far it's only been luck, from road trips to short errands. There is no comparing, y'all should start giving a fuck. Cause an underparent's parent's kid won't be a parent if they don't stop buckling up.
To fire two people from a cannon to remind you of the necessity for seatbelts. You can't see what this has to do with seatbelts? Think again. In a collision, the car stops very quickly. But its occupants keep going at the car's original speed. There are no safety nets to save you.
This way, man, if you're a parent, you drive a vehicle, and you don't take responsibility to ensure that your kids are using their seatbelts, and they die in an accident, then it's nothing short of fucking murder, dumbass. So do the right thing. Buckle them up. It's common sense.
My name is Kamil Novak. I am the Secretary General of FIBA Europe, and you are listening to Taking the Charge.